I'm Nathan Atfield from Imperial Beach, California, and I'm a U.S. Navy SEAL. I used to play water polo in high school, played for 4 years at Mar Vista High School. When I played water polo, I was a forward. I also played a defensive pole, and I always thought that was funny because I was always the shortest guy on the team. I was just real scrappy. Yeah, water polo definitely prepared me to be comfortable in the water. Some things are harder for other students, but because of water polo, I was able to do well at the tread and the underwater knot tying and stuff like that. It wasn't as hard. And getting beat up during water polo practice and during games has really made it easy to do certain things in the water. Ocean swims, ocean passage, rock portage, anything in the water that seems uncomfortable at the time is pretty easy because I had the water polo background. Plus, the teamwork is exactly the same, yeah. Even more so in the SEAL teams because you trust that guy with your life. Right now, I'm a SEAL instructor at SQT. I teach land warfare. SQT is the advanced training portion of the BUDS pipeline. What I like best about land warfare is that we get to shoot a lot of guns and actually do the tactics that we're using. Other phases are just training phases. We do a lot of shooting, a lot of moving, a lot of communication, a lot of teamwork. It's everyone needs to be heads up, know what's going on so they shoot each other in the back and they can successfully move on the enemy. Land warfare pretty much is when you go to a target in country, you usually get there by patrol, some type of patrol. Land warfare teaches what to do in extreme circumstance if you get contacted or you need to maneuver on an enemy to successfully engage a target. When you're over in country, you're really defending the guys that are there. I feel like when I'm there, I'm there to help them so they can do their mission and they can get home safely. My advice to the high school and collegiate water polo players that want to be a Navy SEAL, just go ahead and do it. You already have the background and the skill sets to make it through. You gotta have the mental toughness not to quit.